It is a 41 degree Thursday, the 17th of September. Time for First Thoughts. First Thoughts. Good morning, Jason Kanz.
Good morning, Mark Halverson.
17th. I think this is Constitution Day, actually.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Constitution Day today.
Yeah. I'll pull that one out. So I believe I'm correct on that. So, yeah, so the Constitution, 1780, of course, you get a lot of focus, the Declaration of Independence, 1776, but the Constitution, 1787, right?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's interesting. You've watched Hamilton. I've watched it more than once. But for me, I'm wondering how much that movie has at least raised awareness of these founding documents, even if they're maybe not presented as historically accurate all the time.
Right.
But how many people are like, oh, so that happened in 1789 or that happened in 1781, you know? And so,
no, really. History teachers everywhere, I think, are grateful for it in terms of the impact, right? So.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, we've been spending a little bit of time on a piece people can find, jasonkanz.com. You first posted this on Saturday. I think we're going to finally complete it today. What does wholeheartedness look like? And not everybody thinks about this, but you seem to. Integration and wholeheartedness. I'm tempted to ask you other questions, but we won't. So let's get into the rest of the column. We've been unpacking this for 2 days, and what we haven't gotten to are these final couple paragraphs.
Sure.
Go ahead. Pick up with the one where we left off.
So wholehearted people are able to consistently live from their true self and not as people pleasers whose identities depend upon circumstance. They are free to do things that others may look askance at because they have a profound sense of who they are.
Now that sounds good, but what's the difficulty of going from where you're at to that place?
Well, I think you have to deal with the people confronting you at times, of questioning your motives. You know, I think one of the words that comes up for me when I think about this is whimsy, you know, and just a willingness to do things that some people are like, well, what are you doing or saying? You know, and I have people who question what I'm sharing or what I'm saying or what I'm doing at times. And if I'm centered in Christ, I feel like I'm wholehearted.
Whimsy, as soon as you say whimsy, we could play word association. You say whimsy, I think Bob Goff.
Absolutely. That's who you should think of when you think Bob Goff or when you hear the word whimsy. And it's funny. He talks about it more than anybody else.
And it's funny because yesterday we had Andrew Rip on. He's a new artist, up-and-coming artist. He's got a new song called Jericho. And he, I think, wrote that song about There Was Jesus with Dolly Parton and Zach Williams. And anyhow, one of the questions in rapid fire for him was, what's the last book you read? Guess what? It was Love Does by Bob Goff.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
One of my favorites.
All right, let's keep moving on. What's the next paragraph?
Yeah. Wholehearted people show up as lights in the world, bearers of truth, goodness, and beauty. They are free from the burden of judgment of themselves and of others. They recognize the humanity and value in others and themselves.
Boy, that sounds...
How do we know? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that sounds so good. That sounds almost like, how can you make that practical reality as opposed to ivory tower idealism?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when we first started talking about this, you said, have you arrived here? And I said, absolutely not. You know, this is so aspirational for me. And I think part of it is beginning for me each day with, okay, am I going to do this? What does it look like to show up as Christ would show up in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that I'm going to fail day by day, but continuing to strive toward that.
Mm. And the final part of it, you say?
How do we know? I think we experience an increasing sense of peace, of shalom, of radiance, and of solidity. And then I ask, what do other people think constitutes wholeheartedness?
You know, I think, though, that second to last part about we experience an increasing sense of peace, shalom, radiance, solidity. Earlier you said, balance is good, but ballast is better. Thanks for promoting this whole segment on Facebook. I saw that. But I think what the bottom line of all of this, Jason, is having an inner life. What does it mean to be spiritual? It's to have an inner life, right?
Absolutely. And I think Christians, we get afraid of that idea of having an inner life. But again, it comes back to recognizing who are we in Christ. You know, Christ in us. Us in Christ. And I think we have to think through that. We can't ignore that part of life.
Very good. Good stuff. Tomorrow we'll give kind of a, we'll hopefully get to one of your devotions and also give a preview of what we're going to start to do next week with is answering the questions raised by Fred, whom the late, great Henry Nouwen wrote his book, Life of the Beloved, for. So looking forward to it.
Perfect.
All right, very good. Jason Cans, check out his stuff, jasoncans.com. He is a great follow on social media. Some students, just a handful, out protesting some of the virtual school things in Eau Claire yesterday.
I saw that yesterday.
And they were saying, hey, you know, I think their sign said five. Yeah.
Yeah.
So their response from the superintendent, Mike Johnson, maybe we'll share that a bit later. But right now, sharing what's going on today. It is, what is it today? The 17th of September.
Professional House Cleaners Day. Boy, wouldn't I appreciate you today.
Yeah. We mentioned this earlier. I did this from memory, so be proud of me. Constitution Day.
Oh, very good. International Country Music Day. Yeah, not a huge fan of country. I don't feel as passionately against country as I do against raisins, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah. and Apple Dumpling Day.
I'm going to have apple dumplings this weekend.
There you go.
Delicious.
Apple Dumpling Gang, I guess, comes to mind.
That's a fun movie.
We also, let's see, I was just checking today. We had this. 1972, the first episode of MASH premiered on CBS. Set during the Korean War. The show was one of the most popular, and it ran for about 11 years. And here's the theme song this morning. Here we go. So,
have you ever seen the movie or just the show?
Yeah, it's a good, I've never sat down for the whole movie.
For the movie? The song, now, this is the theme song from the show, but there are actually lyrics to this song. It's quite a depressing song.
Yeah.
It's a very depressing song, but that plays throughout the movie.
Which mentions suicide.
Yes. It plays throughout. The movie is more,
you know, it's kind of a unique show,
serious,
though.
Like, yeah.
I mean, just the idea of, I mean, certainly Alan Alda and just maintaining humor amidst a very difficult setting, right?
Yeah. It's a great show.
I know. I was a college freshman when they had the finale, and that was at the time one of the most watched television shows of all time.
Right.
So, MASH, very good.
It's a great show.
WWIB, 42 degrees. Just a quick aside: my son's been working early, and it's interesting having you know, teenagers who are out and about in the working world. And Grace had a job yesterday. She had to be at 6. Dawson's, I think, in at 7 this morning doing some work. And so, but to get some props, some respect from your kids, he said to me last night, and I was like, wow, you know, I don't know how you do this every day. So I'm like, yeah, there you go.
Thank you. It only took how many years to get that out of
you? How many years did you get up even earlier and do, like, you had, like, delivering papers, I believe, for the leader, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
oh,
so
my
even,
goodness.
Like,
yeah,
that was back in the day.
Mad respect.
Well, yesterday we had a good conversation. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and he's involved with this event going on in D.C. this weekend called The Return. And one of the heads of the event, Kevin Jessup, was with us as well. And we had the conversation, but I was kind of pregnant with this question, and we didn't get it asked. So I followed up and reached out to Kevin Jessup and was able to ask it to him and record his answer. And so I want to bring that to you right now here on WWIB. But what do you say to those who are the cynics, the skeptics, the people who say, boy, I look at this roster of speakers and it looks like Christians who support President Trump, for people who say this is a spiritual event on the outside, but really it's the Trump reelection event?
Well, it has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with partisan issues in any way at all. And so what we're doing is bringing together folks, and there's a list of 145 people that will be coming across the platform, many names of which you don't know. So that's being published today. But the return will affect all realms. It will affect everything, but this is a spiritual holy convocation. This is what we call a national sacred solemn assembly, in alignment with Joel 2, and in alignment with the ancient scriptures of Hosea 14, Micah 7, and Joel 2. We're assembling all the people who will come, and we know that the world will not repent, but this is about the Church of Jesus Christ. So the leadership that's coming, they're not coming to speak. This will be a day of prayer, repentance, petitioning God, and we're coming before God asking him to have mercy upon our nation. So this is not it's not about a man, a ministry, or a denomination. This is about the bride of Christ coming and repenting, preparing herself, consecrating herself, setting herself apart, excuse me, for the day of repentance. So this is not fanfare. This is not a concert. It's not a promotion. This is not a Trump rally by any means whatsoever. This is not a presentation. It's not a glorified prayer meeting. This is a nation of holy, righteous leaders coming themselves to humble themselves before a holy God and repent. So we won't have all of these people that you see on the agenda that are well-known names. They're not coming to speak. They're not coming to. They're coming to pray and repent and humble themselves. There won't be any messages. There won't be any fanfare. We're not introducing people by name. And so they're simply coming up to a microphone to humbly talk about the sins of this nation and repent for them. And I think that's why we have these folks on there. So, you know, we're not going to have people come and speak who are not willing to repent. And the purpose of having leadership come, the church come, is so that they can humble themselves and repent.
Thank you so much. I needed to ask that question, and I appreciate your availability. Thank you.
And also, this will be broadcast live on CBN, TBN, Daystar, God TV, PTL, Voice of Victory, on satellite stations all around the world. So this is going to have broad coverage on television as well as the simulcast links. So,
Kevin, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and thanks for providing that helpful clarification.
Bless you.
WWIP. Coming up on 17 before 8 o'clock, 44 degrees on the rise here this morning. Hey, we've been telling you, during the month of September at Eau Claire Ford, they're now paying more money than Kelley Blue Book for nice used trucks. Plus, they'll give you an additional, get this now, $500 gift card to Fleet Farm. You heard right. More money than Kelley Blue Book for your nice used truck and also a $500 Fleet Farm gift card. Bring your nice used truck to Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane. It's faster, safer, and easier. Your used truck has never been worth more money. They're buying nice Rams, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, and Tundras. At Eau Claire Ford, you'll get a fair, no-obligation, top-dollar offer. Sell them your great used truck, and they'll pay you more than Kelley Blue Book, and you get a $500 gift card to Fleet Farm. When you're looking to sell your nice used truck, Eau Claire Ford says thank you for thinking of them first. Eau Claire Ford, Lincoln Quick Lane, corner of I-94 and Highway 93, Eau Claire.
So as Caleb said, many of us have been going through virtual services and watching them, some of us helping to produce them or to get them up and running, and it can be challenging.
As if the tech crews already, I mean, because back in the yes. day, right, when anything goes wrong, a slide misses or something, you know, there's feedback from a mic, everyone turns and looks back at the sound booth or
Absolutely.
Whoever you have back there.
Yeah.
So as if they didn't have enough
yeah.
on their plates and on their shoulders anyway.
So I found this and I forwarded it to the guys and they were like, hey, you should sing this. So
after we figured out what the tune was,
and after you figured out the tune, but then also after to hear Hillary do warm ups, like wow, impressive.
Eh. So. Okay, so are we ready?
This is a tribute.
This is
to
a tribute.
Church tech crews everywhere in a live streaming year.
Okay, here we go. There's three verses. So quickly has the week flown by. Set up the tripod. It is nigh. For your weekly Sunday live stream, hook up your iPhone or iPad. Untangle every wire you have. Find the one thing that you're missing. That one item you rely on. 3 minutes now before we start. This is the time the Wi-Fi stops. Who's the first hand saint of broadband? Up till this point, it all worked fine. It makes me lose my stinking mind. Wait, it works, no, disconnected. This all makes me apoplectic. Now that the live stream mass is done, Sit back, relax, enjoy the sun. All is posted, stream's been hosted. Think of the service you provide. You bring mass to those stuck inside. Though the task is not your go-to, we give thanks for all you go through, all that you do. Thank you to all of those who provide those online streaming services.
You
it is not an easy task, and we
are not saying nearly enough.
Yes.
I mean, and shout out to some of those churches. I come from a small church, churches where sometimes pastor becomes the tech crew.
Pastor, producer, and yeah.
And here's the thing. I think is it a beautiful thing when saints are getting together in whatever capacity. And for some of you, when the best you've been able to do is set up your phone and just Facebook Live, I think that is a beautiful thing in the sight of God that you're doing the best that you can. And so just want to love on you a little bit.
Absolutely. A little tongue in cheek.
Through Hillary's voice this morning.
Yeah, it was good. I got my hair cut yesterday. Okay.
Looks
now,
good.
Thank you. Now, I got to preface this by saying I've had this same person cutting my hair for probably 18 years now. Love her. She is delightful. Love my salon. It is delightful. But this just falls under the category of COVID makes everything harder and stressful. I used to love going to the salon. It was relaxing. It was pampering. It was me time. Oh my goodness, it stresses me out now.
Yeah.
So, like, there is no waiting area. And can I say this is problematic as a mom, too? Do you guys have any idea how many hours a week I spend waiting in my car because nobody has open waiting rooms? Your kid goes to the orthodontist. No waiting room. Wait in your car. Your kid gets a haircut. No waiting room. Wait in your car. Your kid has any kind of appointment. No waiting room. Wait in your car. Voice lessons, piano lessons, whatever. Yeah. I wait in my car nonstop. And I'm like, okay, this is all fine and good here in September and August. I'm not going to be as thrilled about this come January.
You got to get those heated seats.
Right?
Right.
So I go to the salon. You are not allowed in the building until your exact appointment time. So you stand and wait outside. Again, fine right now. It's downtown, so you may end up parking a couple blocks away. If it's raining, yeah, done that. It's not fun. So finally, my appointment time comes. I walk in. They have to watch me sanitize my hands. I have to get my temperature taken. You're not supposed to bring anything in with you. And so, like, your purse, anything that isn't physically on you has to get tied in a little bag because it's just, you know, it's, you guys, I'm tired of everything being hard. It's just a challenge.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. And especially something that you typically would look forward
to.
Yeah,
I look
a joy
forward to it.
And
then, yes, I usually like look forward to it and really enjoy it. And now I found myself yesterday morning going, oh, I got to get my hair cut today. I just don't even want to get my hair cut.
And I can contrast. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I'm going to just contrast this with a barber I'm familiar with, which is he wears a mask. There we go. Mm-hmm. He wears a mask. I mean, that's kind of like can wear one, but...
And no, they will tape the mask to your face. If they have to undo the ear thing, you either have to hold it up or they offer to tape it to your face. Yeah.
Well, we're speaking of things
it's
being
so
hard.
It's so challenging.
Could I take a moment for a shout out for someone I'm very proud of?
Yeah.
My younger brother, Elijah, was born with spina bifida.
Mm.
And as he's gone through life, simple things like, you know, going up the stairs, you know, things like that. There have been various degrees of the doctor saying this is how much harder it is for him than for the rest of us. And so Elijah's just a trooper, and he's always had such a good attitude, and he soldiers through life. And I'm just so proud of him because yesterday Elijah got his driver's license.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Way to go.
And so it's
Woo-hoo!
It's just super awesome. Again, he's gone through it all and a road test, first time passed.
Nice.
Keeping with the Swenson tradition. the male tradition. We'll just leave it at the Swenson male tradition.
Right.
But anyway, super, super proud of him. And again, life isn't always easy in a lot of different facets.
Right.
So we overcome.
And to be a Debbie Downer. Like, that's not my goal here. It's that.
No, I think we understand.
It's just added steps to everything is exhausted. But, you know, but hey, you know, there's golden rays of sunshine. And I'll tell you what.
I thought you were going to say golden raisins.
There's no golden raisins.
No, there's golden rays
of sunshine. And you know what? When we look back on this, we will have seen the growth that we have all experienced in the hard times.
Well, right now, you know, when we say, hey, we're in the dark, maybe you're not buried. Maybe you've been planted. Right?
Right.
So. There you go. Hey, there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. Odds are going to be to watch Packer football this weekend and to go, there's nobody in that beautiful stadium.
So. As long as they win, I'm cool.
There you go. All right. Just an observation. And again, what did Tim Hawkins say last time I was here, Caleb? I mean, he just observes things in life and talks about them, right?
Make observations. Live your life. Make observations.
Talk about them.
Just that simple.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've seen this over the last couple of days. I've seen it on Tuesday. I've seen it on Wednesday. Some settings I've been in, not just my family. This is out with friends, I guess you'd say. And people do get properly socially distancing. But anyhow, having said that, I mean, all of a sudden, in both occasions before I left, I saw where somebody just started to, I don't know, touch their foot. And I just
They're
was
wearing
like,
sandals.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, in both instances, I mean, there certainly is a comfortability level. But let me just go to last night's event I was at. It was with a number of other men. And one of the guys, I mean, just as we're watching a particular video, is...
Like crossing?
Yeah, yeah.
Crossing,
I mean, he's,
like,
I don't know if he's massaging his toes or whatever, but I just felt like this is a little... I thought that's... I don't know why. Is it something on me? Is it something... Mark,
I don't know. I don't even like watching my husband, like, cut his toenails. Uh-huh. Like, we've been married for almost 20 years, and I'm like, yeah, no, there's some things you can just do in private, and cutting your toenails is one of them. Now, I don't mind cutting my toenails in front of him. It's a double standard,
and I'll own
that.
Right.
But that's how marriage works sometimes.
Yeah, right.
I discovered Lindsay is not nearly as big on, like, you know, seeing other people and interacting with other people's feet like mine. Where it's like, you know, for instance, it's like, look at this thing on my nail. Look at it. It's like, no, I don't want to go anywhere near your feet. However, baby feet
is completely different
because baby feet are still clean.
You know what I love doing more than anything?
And you can kiss
I love what, yes, you kiss the bottom of a baby's foot and their little toes curl around your nose. And that's the best thing ever. Mm. And now I got kids with these big honking, big old teenager stinky feet and I don't kiss
them
anymore.
There. I mean, someday, Lord willing, I've heard there are such a thing as grandkids.
Oh.
I mean,
Not for a long time. No, I can't wait. I don't know if it's just me or something,
but I mean, just the idea.
No, it's not
like,
just you.
And it's, you know, it's not like I was going to shout over, hey, buddy, you know, get your hands off your feet. So I
remember being at a service one time, sitting in one of the back rows, and a lady was literally clipping her toenails during the service.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Maybe this that is what's was... replaced touching your face. Maybe people are like, I can't touch my face, so I'm going to get my tactile.
I'm going to play with my toes.
Yeah. Out of my toes?
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
Oh,
CDC,
know.
You got to release something on this,
let
please.
Let us know if you got a problem with the feet touching in your presence.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.